Praise and thanks be to the Lord for these wonderful songs which we have heard. Are you already blessed? I am already blessed. I would like to welcome all of you very warmly, you who have come from near and far to this service. May the Lord bless us together tonight. May He speak to us through His Word. May He give us grace and may He manifest His presence in our midst. We greet also all those who are joining us online right now very warmly, and we wish you all worldwide, you who are listening and who are witnessing this service, we wish you God's richest blessing. May the Lord use our brother tonight to tell us what we have need of, what He would like to say to us. We have come to hear what the Spirit says unto the church. For a start, let us sing together two hymns. We start with hymn number 12. Hymn number 12. It is well with my soul. Number 12. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed His own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bloss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is
dwell with my soul.
And Lord, haste the day when the sight, when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as I scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul.
Amen.
Is it so, as we have sung here, it is well with my soul. It is well. Is it so? Praise and thanks. We are happy that we can be here tonight. We believe that the presence of the Lord is here. That He knows our hearts. And He knows what each one needs. As we have sung in the first stanza, even the storms are threatening us. We know what is happening in this world.
But
it is well tonight in the Lord. It is well with us. Let us sing another song. Song number 14. Showers of Blessing. Number 14. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above.
Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain.
Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we
there shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word.
Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now, as to God we are confessing. Now, as on Jesus we call.
Showers of blessing, source of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, thankful the showers we plead.
You. This is our wish and our prayer. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. This is our request. Send the showers, O God, tonight. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word from the scripture. I read from Hebrews, chapter 4, from verse 14. Hebrews, chapter 4, from verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Praise and thanks. Up to here. Come boldly, confidently. We can come when we stand up now, praying. We can come boldly before the throne of grace to receive mercy. For we know God is rich in mercy. That's how Paul writes it in the epistle to the Ephesians. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love which he bestowed upon us, namely when we were yet dead by our transgressions, he quickened us with Christ Jesus, quickening us. May it be manifested tonight that he all has quickened us. Let us now stand up for prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for this great grace, for the privilege that we can time and again come together, hearing your holy, liberating, everlasting word. We thank you for the grace which you bestowing upon us. Lord in heaven, we know as your scripture says, it's unmerited grace, only grace which was given to us. Please be merciful to us tonight. As it was already said, that we, O Lord, are not only receiving drops of mercy, but the showers of blessing, showers of your Spirit. May they fill us. Before you can do this, Lord, help us to open our mouths so that you can fill it for the glory of thy name. We ask you, bless us. Bless your people worldwide, all who are listening, all who are connected, Lord. Touch every heart and soul, young and old, great and little. We ask you also, give grace now that your word is brought unto us so that we can receive it and so that we can give you the praise and the glory for it. Please bless also the lips through which you will speak. We have come. I am come, and we all have come here to hear. And to be aligned along our way, on our way, so that we reach our destination. For the time is short. And a songwriter says, yes, help us in everything, Lord. Please bless the lips through which you can speak, and we want to give you the glory. Amen. Only believe. Let us sing. You may be seated.
All things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only
let us sing chorus number 12 from this little booklet. Chorus number 12. Every day with Jesus is nicer than the day before. Number 12.
Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he is the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Amen. Praise and thanks. Also, we greeted already all those who are joining us, but also tonight, many who are joined with us, they have sent an extended greetings to us. May it be emphasized, be sure that every mail is being read. It's read precisely. There are two prayer requests here I found there. We, of course, at the end of the meeting, we will lay them before the Lord. Also, the three brothers are thinking from the midst of Africa that they have now the possibility to be joined with us by the technic, Brother Benjamin, Brother Boas, Brother David. And we want to start with the greetings from Canada, from Brother Wendell Ellis and all his family, from the USA, from Brother Young, from Brother Glody, Brother Jonas, Brother William, Brother Tim, then onward to from Cuba, from the brethren Ivan Hernandez, from Guadeloupe, from Brother Gerard, from Haiti, brethren Lucius and Candy, from Chile, Brother Jürgen, from French Guiana, Brother Damil, and from Bolivia, Brother Elias Bautista Bautista. Then from South Africa, the brethren Cecil, Zulu, Aaron, Leonard, Motika, and Alec. Then from the two Congos, please forgive me to distinguish brothers and sisters. It's very difficult from which Congos the brethren are coming. But we are all joined in the Spirit, and we know not any political views. Therefore, just say, from the two Congos, please forgive me, brothers and sisters. Up there in heaven, there will be no nationalities anymore. Brother Samuel, Brother Mamba, Brother Mbie, Brother Alberto, Brother Dida, Brother Leon, Ola, Enoch, Brother Moshidi, then onward from Mozambique, Brother Mateos, Brother Noé, from Cap Verde, Brother Badibanga, from Kenya, Brother Nyagi, from the Sudan, Brother Steve, from Zambia, Brother Robert, Brother Paul, and Sister Perseverance, from Cameroon, Brother Zana and Marcel, from the Ivory Coast, the church from Ingaville, and from Yamoussoukro, likewise Brother Esmel Loire, from Uganda, from the refugee camp, the brethren Eleteur, Shalom, Theonestar, from Zimbabwe, Brother Dazi, from Rwanda, Brother Chauffeur, from Burundi, Brother Remy, and from Angola, Brother Pedro, then from Italy, brethren Mabiala, Genton, Gianfranco, Gerlando, from France, brethren Hervé, Inodi, and Horsch, from Switzerland, Brother Baumgartner, here from our country, Sister Christine and all his family, from Finland, Brother and Sister Holviti, from Russia, from Brother Dika, from the city of Yetsk, from the Ukraine, the three cities, Donetsk, Chodivodi, and Kiev, from Poland, Brother Mariusz, Marek, and Janek, from Romania, the church from Cluj, and Brother Christian, from Feri, from Hungary, our Brother Feri, then from Serbia, Brother Chinishar, and from Armenia, Sister Krisime, and Brother Sargis. And finally, and this I noted down for to the end, so many greetings we never had before from the Orient. Firstly, from Australia also, Brother Lotika, and from New Zealand, Brother and Sister Anderson. But now, the greetings from Dubai, from Brother Clarence, from Bahrain, from Brother George and Brother Bait, from Kuwait, from the brethren Jajid, Ashraf, Emmanuel, from Saudi Arabia, Brother Gufra Harris, Brother Aquele, and from Pakistan, Brother Roshan, Kamran, Adunan, Danish, Farman, Justin, Rehan, and Safrats. May the Lord bless all richly from the riches of His grace. Now, let us sing a chorus number 2. And then Brother Frank comes and brings us the word. I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. To this we say amen. It's nice that we can be assembled in such a way, hearing together God's holy word. And before we go into the Holy Scripture and into that, what God is doing in our time, it was the wish that Brother Michael and some from Pakistan that they just sing the chorus in their language. Please come now, and sing this chorus. And then we ask our brother from Georgia to also come and to extend the greetings from Brother Waldemar that he translate him. So, where are you? You who have the wish to sing in the Urdu language. You all know the Urdu language is one of the main languages. And then comes Hindi and all the other languages. And we all heard it in the greetings, be it Bahrain, be it Saudi Arabia, wherever. All the world listens. All the world has part in that, what God is doing right now. Yes. Please come here. This is our brother Michael, whom the Lord is using in a very special way.
May the name of the Lord be exalted,
honored and praised in every language, every tribe, every nation,
verehrt in jeder Sprache, in jedem Stamm, in allen Nationen.
And every tongue confess that he is the Lord.
Und jede Zunge soll bekennen, er ist der Herr.
This is a famous chorus you can sing in other languages as well.
Dies ist ein bekannter Chorus, ihr könnt ihn alle mitsingen.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Dies ist der Tag, den der Herr.
We will sing this chorus in Urdu language.
Yes, komm ein bisschen weiter, just come a little closer. So that, yes, amen. Und möge der Bruder und Bruder
Brother Waldemar, please come.
We'll start in English. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yehi hai din, jo khudaavan ka hai, jo khudaavan ka hai. Hum honge shaad, aur khushi karenge, aur khushi karenge. Yehi hai din, jo khudaavan ka hai. हम होंगे शाद और खुशी करेंगे यही है दिन जो खुदावन का है यीशु
Jesus, tu mera pyara, Jesus, tu mera pyara hai. Tune mujhe bachaya, tune mujhe shifa di, Jesus, tu mera pyara hai. Jesus, tu mera pyara, Jesus, tu mera pyara, Jesus, tu mera pyara hai. Tune mujhe bachaya, tune mujhe shifa di, Jesus, tu mera pyara hai.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Shukran. Shukran.
Thank you, brother.
Will you say just a word of greeting? Just one word. Yes.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus Christ, our
Lord.
Grüße, Brüder und Schwestern, im Namen Jesu Christi.
My name is Brother Emmanuel. I am placed in London.
Emmanuel lebe in London.
I bring you greetings from our congregation in London.
Ich bringe Grüße aus der Versammlung in London.
Besides this, Lord has been very kind by His grace. He's using me in Southeast Asia and India.
Der Herr ist gnädig, hat mir in Südostasien und Indien gebrauchen können.
To share the word of God that the Lord is doing in our times.
Um das Wort zu teilen und das, was der Herr in unserer Zeit tut.
And I also bring you greetings from Thailand.
Und ich bringe Grüße aus
Myanmar,
Thailand. Myanmar.
Nepal.
Nepal.
And various cities in India.
Und einige Städte in Indien.
Lord is doing mighty works.
Der Herr hat Großes getan.
And at this time, Lord is mainly correcting the directions where people have gone wrong.
Und in dieser Zeit korrigiert der Herr diejenigen, die verkehrt gegangen sind.
So the bride of Christ be fully restored before the Lord comes.
So wird die Braut Christi völlig wiedererstattet, ehe der Herr
kommt.
We are
so blessed.
Wir sind gesegnet,
that we have recognized,
dass wir erkannt haben,
the ministry of our times,
den Dienst unserer Zeit,
which is connected with the message,
die mit dem Dienst, mit der
and
Botschaft
the word of God,
verbunden und mit dem Wort.
God is very kind.
Gott ist gut.
We need your prayers.
Und wir brauchen eure Gebete.
And we continue to pray for this ministry.
Und wir beten für diesen Dienst.
May the Lord bless our wonderful brother,
möge Gott der unseren Bruder,
whom he has kindly called,
den er gerufen hat,
who is diligently doing this work.
Und der dieses Wort hingebend verkündet.
We thank God.
Wir danken Gott.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Amen.
Danke Gott. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Do we have the brother? Are you here? Our brother? Where is our brother Waldemar? Who would like to translate him? I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is wonderful grace from God that I can be here. I'm here for the second time. For me, it's a joy. Many greetings from our brothers and sisters from Gruzien. May God bless you all. Thank you. Beloved, we have also other brothers in our midst, whom we could all call and who most surely have to say something. Today, it's a special day for me, a special weekend. That's how one can say. Yesterday, 57 years ago, something very mighty happened. And we are just looking back to so many years. Back to that, what God has done in our time. You all are acquainted with my testimony. 1949, for the first time, I heard the name William Branham. 1953, I was reading the book, A Man Sent from God. 1955, then I had my first encounter with Brother Branham. Then, 1958, in Dallas, Texas, when Brother Branham told me at the end of our conversation, he said, you will return with this message to Germany. But then came March 1962, when Brother Branham was shown in a vision that the supernatural cloud in which would be seven angels, not like a pyramid, but nevertheless in a shape of a curve. In this supernatural cloud, there would be these angels. And on the 1st of April, 1962, he announced that he should store in the food. Yes. And on the 3rd of December, 1962, he told me, because of the vision, I have to move to Tucson. And you all know, he asked me to pray, to preach in his state in Los Angeles and also in Oakland, California. He was booked there to preach there. But in this instruction, he was shown, when the city council widens his street, it was a narrow lane, just a, then the time would come where he should move to Tucson. And that's how it happened then. He literally said, when you see that your fence would be taken and would be laid onto the lawn, and when the street will be measured, and when the bulldozers would run up and down, then move to Tucson. These eyes have seen on the 3rd of December the bulldozers running up and down on the street. I've seen the fence lying on the lawn. And Brother Branham said then, as already mentioned, he asked if I could not preach in his state at the meeting with Demos Shekarian and in Oakland, California, and Ernest Hutton. And then I did it then, I preached. But now comes the very special thing. When Brother Branham then was in Arizona, and when he was led to go to the Sunset Mountain, and when he was there on the 28th of February, the mighty thunder sounded and the supernatural cloud descended. And Brother Branham says, I was taken up into this cloud. I've seen the angels. And the last angel, that was the one who spoke to me, that I should return to Jeffersonville because the seven seals would be opened. Yesterday it were 57 years ago. But for the plan of salvation, it was a very special day, namely the direct instruction in a supernatural way given that he should return and that the opening of the seven seals would take place, and that he then, from the 17th of March up to the 24th of March, he spoke about the seven seals. And in the first 10 minutes of the seventh seal, he turned to Brother Neville, the pastor of the church, and he said, "Brother Neville, now the food is stored in." And in the last 20 minutes, while he spoke about the seventh seal, he said, "I have carried the message so far as it was ordained for me from the Lord. And I will decrease, and somebody will come and will make the continuation." He said everything what God wanted to do. And we are grateful to the Lord. When I, 1963, when I then heard the seals, I sat down and I wrote my first book, The Counsel of God. And all the biblical subjects, Godhead, baptism, Lord's Supper, all the biblical subjects, I set them forth. And as most of you know, I started with Radio Luxembourg, and I carried the message which the Lord entrusted to us, namely, back to the Word, back to the beginning, back to the Bible. Coming out from all Babylonian captivity, returning to the Word which went forth from Jerusalem. For thus it is written, the Word will go forth from Jerusalem, and the law, the teaching from Mount Zion. And all know, who were already in Israel, they know the Last Supper and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place in the upper room on Mount Zion. And the holy revealed word, the true gospel of grace, of the grace of God, the gospel of forgiveness and reconciliation, was preached. And then, brothers and sisters, then came, of course, a day. And I just have to say it, because Brother Branham, he referred to Zechariah 14, verse 7. But before we say this, let me read from the quote of Brother Branham. Let me read, namely, a quote from the 12th of April, 1964. You all know we have three or four quotes. We published them in our circular letters about the mighty experience on the 28th of February 1963. Here, Brother Branham, he said the following. As John the Baptist was sent forth to forerun the first coming of Christ, Your message shall cover the earth and forerun the second coming of Christ. So your message, the message, shall cover the whole earth and forerun the second coming of Christ. And if you then take the next quotes and read the other scriptures, about what was it all about? About what? That everything what was in confusion would find an end, and that God's holy word would be restored as it was at the beginning, as it was revealed by the Holy Spirit, being put anew upon the lampstand, preached to the church. And to this, I would like to read, before we read the other scriptures, I would like to read from the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Revelation, chapter 1, from verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
Durch Zeichen kundgetan, und dieser legt nunmehr Zeugnis ab von dem,
who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. And now comes the special verse, brothers and sisters. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. And this God has laid into our hearts, that we only keep those things which are written, receiving them, believing them, adding nothing and taking nothing away from it, but leaving everything as it is written. Please understand, for me, it's a weekend. I am aware of my responsibility before God. And if I would tell you the greatest responsibility which ever was on earth in the kingdom of God is now, before the return of the Lord, the crystal clear, divine message to carry it on so that all peoples and tongues can hear it, and that all who are ordained by God to hear this last message. There will be no second message anymore. There will be no second messenger anymore. 128th of February was enough. 117th to the 24th of March, 63, was
enough
to tell us everything what we have to include in our proclamation and to reveal it to us. Just think of it. After 2,000 years, the Almighty God has given grace, working in a supernatural way, telling the prophet where he should be and what would take place. And then he reports, when this storm came down and when the thunder struck, I told you, I've seen the trees which were chopped off, one tree after the other. All the tips of the trees were chopped off because the storm was so mighty. And the earthquake was also mighty, that the rocks rolled down the mountain. These eyes have seen the stones lying on the at the edge of the mountain. Why did God take care of it? That I was acquainted with that, what he ordained for this period of time. In his eternal plan of salvation, he ordained it. Actually, from the very beginning, by God's grace, I was acquainted with it. And I knew from the first meeting on, this is a man of God. And the confirmation. Also, in all the meetings, I told you a couple of times, the same ministry which our Lord had here on this earth as the Son of Man, as a prophet, the same ministry repeated in our time. We all know what Brother Branham said to it, whether Genesis 18 or whether John 1, John 4, the examples he mentioned, how the Lord could tell to Abraham, giving him the promise, and Sarah, he was laughing within herself, and the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Just in this connection where Abraham received the promise, Abraham, the father of faith, the true faith, was from the beginning, was in the promise of God anchored in, included. And God at first, he has given promises, and then he fulfilled them. And that we received the grace from God to be acquainted with this period of time which God purposed and ordained for this time, that we can believe it, that we can receive it, that we got it revealed. We can only thank him. We can only thank him in all our hearts. Now, what makes me, of course, very sad is when the statements of Brother Branham are used to present false teachings. This is a pain which no one can imagine. For instance, Brother Branham, he used Zechariah 14, verse 7, 258 times, and he said it, that there shall come a day which will not be dark or bright, but at evening time there shall be light. He who, of course, reads Zechariah 14 will find out that the Lord then will step on the Mount of Olives. And this is the transmission. And that then in verse 9 is already the proclamation of the millennium. But here's the point. Brother Branham, as a prophet, he saw the day of salvation. Tell me, it was not bright, it was not dark. But at evening time, on the day of salvation, God helped us. As a prophet, he could draw the comparison, what then would be and what now is in the church, what has to happen in the church by grace, and also what happened by his grace. All these scriptures, even Revelation 10, Brother Branham used 86 times, but Revelation 10 will be fulfilled when the Lord descends as the angel of the covenant with a rainbow over his head, putting his foot upon land and sea. And then, of course, the millennium is being proclaimed. But here again is the mystery. In Revelation 10, verse 7, it is written, in the days when the seventh angel sounds the trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished. Jesus Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And then we go to Brother Branham. He didn't say mystery, but he said mysteries. Many times mysteries. Mysteries. Why? Because through him, the seventh messenger, the last church age messenger, all the mysteries from Genesis up to the book of Revelation were revealed. And this, of course, took place. One just needs to find grace before God, placing everything scripturally. And then only one thing is left, namely to thank the Lord for that, what he has done. Please understand it. When at this day, in a special way, I'm really touched on my inside. Also about that, that God has given us the grace. And as I mentioned just now, in the last seal, at the beginning, he said, now the food is stored in. And then he said, I carried the message so far as it was ordained for me to do. And then it will continue. When we then think about it, that Brother Branham, really, he didn't bring the message into not one country of the earth, not one. That after 1963, he preached in no other country anymore, only in the USA. And when we then think about it, that since 1966, already in the first 12 years, yes, half of the world has heard the message already. And now we look back to 165 countries which we visited personally, bringing the word of the hour, the wonderful scriptural truths, preaching them. God thought on everything. He took care for everything. And we may really thank our Lord for it, giving him the glory. And so we're looking back to these years. And now, to be honest, brothers and sisters, how often I say it before me, Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen that this message which you have given to your messenger and prophet has reached the ends of the earth. And you have seen our brother Michael. When one then thinks about it, that a man who heard Brother Branham preaching in Bombay. And then when I was in Pakistan, he said, I want to speak to this man. And that our sermons are being aired and broadcasted in 170 countries. And that the whole world can hear. And then we then also include how many connections are now here, internet connections. And all the world can listen and hear. Hundreds of thousands are hearing now God's word all over the earth. But firstly, the message had to be brought personally into all these countries. The contact had to be established first. And now all can tune in, all can connect, and all can hear. And now this thought now, brothers and sisters, if we look into the world, then we all notice, also on that, what is happening now all around. Climate change, global warming, everything. And now also this pestilence, which is leaving its traces all over. Everything was predicted, foretold in the Holy Scripture. I just was reading it before in Romans 8. I noted it down, Romans 8, that the whole creation is waiting. The whole creation is groaning. That's how it is written here in Romans chapter 8. We can read it. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. The creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And in that moment, where the Lord finishes his work of redemption in us, then he will renew the creation work. You can read it in Ezekiel chapter 47. When already then the temple is built, and when the fountain runs forth from the temple up into the Dead Sea, and then on both sides of the river are trees, and the fruits of the trees, every month they shall bear fruits. Every month, fruits. God will not only on us, at the whole creation, he will make a miracle, a renewing will take place. Just as we are groaning and as we want to be redeemed from this body, so also it is with the creation. And we all know Revelation 22 lets us know that then every month we'll have a new fruit at the trees. God also at the creation, he will make everything wonderfully restoring. Then, brothers and sisters, now, Ezekiel 47 I mentioned, it's really written. 12 times fruits in the year. 12 times. And if we then go to Zechariah chapter 4, here it's written, it's a different subject. Actually, we should take Zechariah 14, verse 7 I mentioned already. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord. Not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Then in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. One can read the whole description. Then it goes onward to Revelation 10. If you would know what is happening in my heart, that all brothers who make from the statements of Brother Branham strange doctrines, may God give grace, if God would only give grace, that all would get normal again, that they would really let God's word respect it in the original, letting it be valid. Then, of course, we read, as I mentioned already, in Malachi chapter 3, in the first verse, in the second part, here it's of course written what is happening in Revelation 10, or what was announced there. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, the second part, and the Lord whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the angel of the covenant whom ye delight. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. The angel of the covenant cometh suddenly. And where does he come? Into his temple. And this is of course written or announced in Revelation 10. Now for us, brothers and sisters, from 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And God's word is truth, and not one lie is in it. And we can only be sanctified in the word of truth. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. And the Lord says, I sanctify myself for them, so that they also might be sanctified of a truth. Then it continues, 1 John chapter 4. Here we have 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. What a mighty word. The apostles were ordained by God and were under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to bring the word, the living word, to speak it out. And they could also hear. John could say, he that is of God heareth us. because he had a divine commission. And he was speaking in the name of the Lord, preaching the word. And he could write down that no error can be here. And there is no error and no own interpretations, but really only God's holy word in the original. Then in Timothy, and especially in 1 Thessalonians, Paul spoke in such a clarity that all who find grace before God, that they will agree, because they don't believe anything else but only the word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, here is written in verse 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4. But as we were approved of God to be put in trust with the gospel, to be put in trust with the message of salvation, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who trieth our hearts. If you want to please God, then the preaching must please God. There's no other way. And beloved brothers and sisters, if I say this now as a personal testimony, what moved me to travel to the Isle of Patmos? What? In Athens, in the big Pentecostal church, I preached. Then I went to the harbor, Piraeus, and then with a ship, from Piraeus, we went over to the Isle of Patmos with a ship. Why? To spend a few days at that place where God has given the revelation to John. With tears in my eyes, I went up and down the 22 chapters I read, and I told the Lord, John is no more here, and Brother Branham is also no more here, but you are here. Speak, please, work, move. Let me understand your word. It was really a desire, and God took care from the beginning for it, that not one single interpretation would ever be preached. And here, we read on in Hebrews, especially in Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
Er fährt danach fort.
Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. To do thy will. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Your and my will must have an end. Only the will of God, according to the word of God, must and will take place. And as sure as we have the revealed word, and brothers, although we go back to the fall, who would have ever known it? Who would have ever known it? And what was it? Having a doubt, sowing a doubt to that, what God said. And then Brother Branham says, that's how unbelief came forth as the first sin. Unbelief. The first sin, because the enemy succeeded to question that what God said to Abraham, to Adam. Should God have really said? And that's how it started. And that's how it continues until this day. And I tell you the truth, there are also people who refer to the message. And if then it comes about the subject of Brother Frank, then it can happen that they openly say, I don't believe that the Lord spoke to him. And what then? What then? Yes. It's very important. Absolutely important. When God speaks, and I tell it before the Lord, Brother Branham, he confirmed it. He repeated the words. And he even said, God will send a famine. Not as you believed. Not yet you assumed a natural famine. God will send a famine to hear his word. Just think of it. Brothers and sisters, that God these details, by grace he spoke of it, he clarified it. There are young people amongst us, but it was 1961 and 1962. Politically, our country was divided, Europe was divided, Cuba crisis. On the climax, in Berlin, the Russian tanks were on one side and the American tanks were standing on the other side. And Kennedy said, I will make an example out of the city of Berlin. And then came the 2nd of April that I should go to other cities to preach the word. And the commission was given to store in the food for a great famine is coming. And all who were already in our midst at the time, they know that we bought and we stored in groceries. And then I traveled to Brother Branham. And in my desperation, because no famine came, I was asking him, what is actually should be now. And then came the answer. God really thought on everything. He took care for everything. And we can look back to all these years. And all who are of God, they will hear God's word. And they will not bypass what God did since the passing of Brother Branham all over the earth. This is the second part of the commission which God has given. The first part was that Brother Branham would bring the message. And the second part, that the message would be proclaimed all over the earth. Both has been fulfilled. And please pardon me if I repeat myself. I tell it to the Lord. Now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. I say now to the Lord, take over now, take over. I have done my part, day and night. I did what you ordained for me to do. I carried it out. Take over now and complete thy work. And that we are very close to the end now, we all know it. We all know it. And all the world knows it, feels it, that everything has become different. Even as I heard that now it was announced already in a country that a meeting cannot be anymore take place with more than 1,000 people. All are taking care now that everything is going well now, but it will not go well. The whole creation is groaning. The whole creation is waiting for it, that it becomes, that it gets liberated. And we, as the children of God, just as we read, that the sons of God are first manifested, and then when God completes his work in us, then he will also complete his work on all the creation by his grace. One can read all these scriptures. Even my glasses are dirty now. I'm sorry. But we are grateful to God. Just be honest now. All of us, we are reading the Bible. At home, we are reading the Bible. And we, about that, what God has said in his word, we are of course informed about it. We, of course, throughout all these years, we have heard the word and we took it to heart. And if then it's written here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse Ephesians 1, verse 9, Ephesians 1, verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Who can say this still in this time? Shall we read it again? Having made known unto us, you and me, us, having made known unto us by his grace, by grace, as written here, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, which he has purposed with us. That's what it's all about. In this moment, it's only about us now, about the completion, that the Lord completes his counsel with us, and that we experience our preparation, and so that the Lord can return just as he promised it, and taking us into glory. Now, in Ephesians, chapter 3, Ephesians, chapter 3, here Paul says, verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. The mystery, revealing the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. And Brother Branham, he preached a long time about it. Oh, how many sermons were more than 2 hours. And everything what God purposed in his plan of salvation was, of course, proclaimed. And in verse 4 it says, Ephesians 3, verse 4, whereby, when ye read, When ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. About such scriptures, one can really think about. Both belongs together. The counsel of God revealed briefly, writing about it briefly, and thereby that God revealed his plan of salvation. Once again, verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in this scripture. God has done great things in us. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. Forgiveness, reconciliation, grace, salvation, justified by faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary, sanctified in the word of truth. And therefore, the man of God could write, which in other ages was not made known. What was at the time of Reformation? In all these ages, in the other ages, not made known unto the sons of men, but unto us. Now it was revealed. And Paul could pass it on in our time. Brother Branham passed it on. And I said it many times. We would not have any divine message. We would have no revelation about all these things if not God would have given us the grace to recognize the ministry of the prophet, to receive and accept it, and to just thank God that the Lord, now coming back to the 28th of February, 57 years ago, that the Lord made himself the effort to descend in the supernatural cloud, giving the commission to his servant to return because the seven seals would be opened. And then God has given us the grace, everything what was said, to place it scripturally by grace, understanding it the right way, passing it on the way as it was commanded to us by the Lord. Now, one more scripture from Hebrews, chapter 10. Here we have Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. Perfected forever. And this is the time where to the justification of the faith in the finished work of redemption, the sanctification is added and was given to us. That we really are found in the Word of God. Please, don't forget it. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy Word is the truth. There is no sanctification outside of the word and the will of God. The redemption, the deliverance, everything God has given to us by His grace, by the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. And then comes the precious and holy word to it. Then, next verse, here, Hebrews 10, verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way, which He has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, through His flesh. Let us say it very clearly, once again, in closing of this meeting. All brothers who claim that the Lord has come already and that Revelation 10 has been already fulfilled, oh, may all brothers come to their right mind. Our Lord, of course, came. He died for us in the body of flesh. He, of course, was buried. He, of course, rose on the third day. He had a body. He could say to Thomas, feel me, touch me, touch me. See, here are my hands. Here are my wounds. In the same way, the Lord will return in the same body in which He ascended up into heaven. He will return in like manner. And when He returns, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we, who we are alive, remain and are alive, we will receive the resurrection body. It will be a body. We will see each other. We will know each other. It will not be a doctrine. It will be divine reality. And only because Brother Branham, one single time, he said, the angel from Revelation 10 comes on the earth when the seventh church age angel is on earth. But they didn't understand that it's the same who descended on the 28th of February in the cloud, surrounded by angels. And then He also ascended in a cloud, and He will return in a cloud. It's always the same. Doesn't matter how and where and when He reveals Himself, but always His coming is divine reality, and the return of the Lord will be divine reality. Let us say it once again. Thanks be to God that there was an 11th of June 1933. Thanks be to God that there was a 7th of May 1946. Thanks be to God that there was a 28th of February 1963. Thanks be to God that there was a March 17th to 24th. Thanks be to God that He took care for it. Also, this I appreciate very much, that exactly 10 years I was acquainted with the ministry of Brother Branham, connected, and that I had the grace to be in his meetings. As I said it many times at this place, driving with him in the same car, eating with him at the same table, and knowing him personally, also as a human being. He was a man, just like Elijah, like all of us are. But the ministry which he had was given by the Lord himself. Infallible. I say this. I like to say it. I like it always to say it. That Brother Branham, truly, in the prayer line, throughout all these years, as God showed him, 1,500 times he could say, "Thus saith the Lord," because he was shown in a vision precisely who that man is for whom he was praying for, where they are coming from, all the details, and he could say, "Thus saith the Lord." God confirmed him and the word. And we are grateful. Please, pardon me. Pardon me. When I mentioned today, the 28th of February, emphasizing it so much. But I hope that you understand what this means for me. That everything, step by step, I witnessed this. And then receiving the commission to go to other cities to preach the word. And now the food is stored in. And as mentioned already, may God confirm his word in all of us. May all come with their needs, with their prayer requests. Whoever did not yet have an experience with the Lord, you can have an experience with the Lord today. God can be experienced, and we can pray for all who are in trouble. And God will answer. He will save. He will deliver. He will bless. He will confirm his precious and holy word by his grace. And may all who are also now hearing worldwide, listening now, may all be blessed in the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing together the chorus, "Just as I Am." And if the two sisters have a song, they can come and sing the song. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Rings laut, ein neuer Tag bricht an.
Breaks forth.
Mancher ohne Kraft, vom Feind ward weggerafft. Hast du auch oft nach neuer Kraft mit Sehnsucht ausgeschaut?
Are you looking for new strength?
Jetzt die frohe Kunde.
Hear now the message.
The
message sounds forth.
Es ist kein Geheimnis.
It's no mystery.
Was Gott jetzt
it's no secret what God is doing now.
Was er tat für andere,
what he did for others
gibt auch dir Mut,
encourages you also.
Vergibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut.
He saves and heals. through the blood. It's not a secret what God is doing right now.
Nicht länger Nacht, weil Jesu Macht aufs Neu wird offenbar. Freu dich immer da, bald naht das Jubeljahr.
Very soon the year of Jubilee comes. Be joyful.
Mit dir ist Jesus Gottes Wort. Glaub nur an die Verheißung.
Only believe the promise.
Und geh nicht zweifelnd vor.
Don't walk away doubting.
Es ist kein Geheimnis.
It's not a secret.
Was Gott jetzt tut.
What God is doing now.
Was tat für andere.
What he did for others.
Gib auch dir Mut.
Encourages you also.
Vergibt und heilt.
He forgives, he heals.
Durch Jesu Blut.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Es ist kein Geheimnis.
It's not a secret.
Was Gott jetzt
what God is doing now.
Bald kommt die Zeit, wo ausgekämpft der lange schwere.
Very soon the time comes where the battle is over. All who are ready, they will then enter glory.
Doch jetzt im letzten Geisteswind steh auf, du Streiter.
But now, in the last battle, get up, soldier. The Lord God is with us. Go forward. It's not a secret.
Was Gott jetzt tut,
what God is doing right now.
Was tat für
what he did for others encourages you also.
Vergibt und heilt.
He forgives, he heals
durch Jesu Blut.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Es ist kein Geheimnis.
It's not a secret.
Was Gott jetzt
what God
tut,
is doing now.
Es ist kein Geheimnis,
it's not a secret
was Gott jetzt
what God is doing now.
Was tat für
what he did for others
gibt auch dir Mut,
encourages you also.
Vergibt und heilt,
he forgives, he heals
durch Jesu Blut,
through the blood of Jesus.
Es ist kein Geheimnis,
it's not a secret.
Was Gott
what
jetzt
God
tut.
Is doing now.
Amen.
Amen. This we may all confirm. We have part in that what he is doing right now. To him be the glory for it. Is there a brother who wants to say something? I don't know. Did you want to say something? Afterward. Today, I didn't welcome our brothers from Italy in a special way. There's a whole group. It's seldom. May God bless you in a very special way from Palermo and from Viazza Maria and all who are here today. Please pardon me. I'm a bit sad today, but the responsibility is so great before the Lord God. And I'm grateful, grateful that he has taken care for it. Even here, giving instructions that this building would be built, that the buildings would be built. He took care for everything. Also for all the languages. May God bless all the translators. And once again, may God bless all our brothers from the various countries who have part in the true proclamation. We are grateful to God. Now, as our heads are bowed, I would like to ask whether some are in our midst who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord. Some who believe with all their hearts and who never before made a conscious decision. Make it now. Make it now. It's late. It's late at the world clock. Do you want to raise your hand? Oh, God bless. God bless. Praise be to our Lord. Should there be serious sick ones be amongst us, then after the service, you can come to the front so that we can pray for you. The Lord wants to confirm His word on all of us. Let us pray. Lord Almighty God, we thank you with all our hearts that we can have part in that what you are doing right now. Your word is the lamp unto our feet and a light on our way. It has become light at evening time of the day of salvation. All the darkness, you have taken it away. And we thank you that the revealed holy word has become a light. And I pray you, may all accept and receive, may all believe what you have done and what you are still doing right now. Bless in all peoples and tongues. Bless all the translators. Beloved Lord, we thank you and we pray, bless your people Israel and bless your blood-bought flock. To you, our Lord and Savior, we say thanks, for you are completing your work of redemption in our days. Praise be to your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing Hallelujah. Be praised. Lord has blessed us.